So you want to be a leader. Seven traits that will guarantee success.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast on the Law of Attraction, on personal success, on personal empowerment, and everything else in between. We've been bringing you this podcast since February 2009. We are the originators of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. And I have to say, we have clients all over the world, from way down under to very far north up there in Canada, and every place in between, who are business clients, who are success-oriented, who are putting their lives together in a very focused fashion. And you can be one of them too, simply by subscribing to this podcast on either Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. And the reason you want to subscribe is we come on with a podcast literally every day. So, you know, at least 4 days a week. Sometimes we get excited and throw in a fifth one, a bonus. So we have five podcasts a week that are designed for you, and they're on a variety of subjects. So you can, you know, pick and choose. You can say, well, I'm not interested in learning how to attract my soulmate into my life, but I am interested in more business success. This is one for people who want to become or are already leaders. Do you own a business? Are you building a business? Are you a manager? Are you a leader? Here are some ideas that I absolutely believe will change your level of success. Pre to any of this is the idea that I believe every business and every individual in business should have a mission statement. Now, I'm not going to get into a real long discussion as to what exactly a good mission statement is, but I think the guy that did the best job of it ever was Stephen Covey in The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And if you want to get that book and begin reading it, he will give you some very clear ideas as to an effective mission statement. But let me just say this. As an individual, as a leader, what is your personal mission statement? What is your leadership about? What is your life about? What is this about? Do you have a direction, or are you just following the whims of, you know, the winds, whoever's on top, whoever is your boss, your client? One client tells you this, and so you do it that way. Another one tells you he wants it this way, and you do it that way. What are your beliefs? Now, here's the cool thing about it. You can choose your own beliefs. Your beliefs are not reality. They are beliefs. And if one belief is not working for you, then perhaps choose another belief that will work for you. I suggest this. Find beliefs that are absolutely and completely empowering. Why would you choose a belief that isn't? You know, I've heard people that own businesses say things like, well, there's just not enough business to go around anymore. Or the economy has changed and therefore my business is slacking off. You know, those are beliefs. They're not reality. They're your beliefs. And if you want to change them, you can change them. And by changing them, you will create your own personal inner reality. Here's the interesting thing about this, and this is how the law of attraction really works. I want you to get a handle on this. When you change your belief, and when it goes deep enough into your subconscious mind and becomes what I like to call a conviction, when you become convicted about something, it doesn't make any difference what the economy is doing. It doesn't make any difference what the internet is saying. The only thing that matters is your conviction. And if you are determined in your conviction, guess what? You will get the results that you seek, even if everybody else is failing. There were a number of people during the Great Depression, and they weren't all rich people, who got very wealthy. I know John D. MacArthur bought a defunct insurance company for like under $2,000. That was a lot of money during the Depression. He may have had to borrow from several different people to come up with that $2,000. But he built it into one of the largest insurance empires in the world. It became Bankers Life and Casualty Company. What was his secret? He didn't look at the newspaper headlines. Throw the damn newspaper away. Stop reading the news because you're allowing the newsman to formulate your beliefs. You're an attractor. You're a magnet. And your thoughts need to be guarded as such because your thoughts, your beliefs, your convictions are what determine what you will attract in your business and the kind of leadership you provide. I'll be right back after this important message, but you must listen to it because it's important.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
You know, people tell me, Robert, I'm not certain about affirmations. Okay. Yeah, they have a limited effect. There is a limit to affirmations. But when you're doing affirmations in your subconscious mind through the subliminal audio that we were just talking about in that commercial, you are on fire because you're not just changing your conscious thoughts, you're changing your subconscious thoughts. And that's where the resistance comes in. Anybody that's in business, anybody that's a wealth builder, anybody seeking money, I would recommend two products, the Guarantee and the Subliminal Wealth Program that we just talked about, Money Like Magic. I think you need both. I think they're critical. It's up to you. But if you want to take it to another level, those are the two programs to get at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, here we go. One, develop your own personal values and live them. I want you to sit down in a room and turn off the television, the computer, the iPhone, and I want you to determine what your own values are. What's important to you as a leader, as a business owner, as a manager, as a sales manager? What is important to you? When you have a set of personal values and you live them and you share them, you say, this is my set of personal values. This is how I make my decisions. This is how I guide this company. Then you drive dedication. People become absolutely obsessive about working for you, or they get the hell out. That's okay too. Because somebody that is working for you, that is in opposition to your core values and beliefs, needs to be gone. Or needs to be willing to conform. It's your company. You're managing it. So having these personal values and then living them, absolutely important. Secondly, by having your own set of personal values, guess what? You focus attraction energy. I'm serious now. Attraction becomes focused like a laser. You're not shooting a flashlight out there. You're shooting a laser beam. And you're attracting exactly what you want. It happens continuously to the point that you think that miracles are just happening in your life, that you start to believe you're the chosen one or the golden child because you're getting so many miracles. Now, as much as I told you that I want you to be focused on your own values and to live them, number two is be open-minded. You know, if you surround yourself with yes people, you will never get the interaction that you need. It's okay to have people that have different viewpoints as long as they are not bashing into your values. But to have different ideas is what I call synergy. Synergy is when two or three or four people get together and the sum idea is greater than any one singular idea. I want you to focus on building synergy, because synergy is like a powerful magnet. It attracts from the universe. Number three, in business, your goal is to win. Period. Simple. End of story. Your goal isn't to just have a nice business. Your goal is to win. When I opened up my first advertising agency in my early 20s, and we became one of the stronger, bigger, more profitable advertising agencies in the Northwest area, the first thing I did, long before computers, long before all of that, I sat down with a pencil and paper and I wrote down every competitor we had. And I wrote down their strengths and their weaknesses. And then I looked at our strengths and weaknesses. And I said, how can we shore up our weaknesses? How can we make ourselves stronger in this area? I focused on becoming better, on looking forward for ourselves. But don't get me wrong. I knew I was playing to win. This is the game of your life. Because if you do not play to win, somebody will knock you off. Somebody will take your business, and your children will be the ones without food. It is a game of winning. And if you are teaching salespeople, you better teach them how to win. If you are running a company, you better teach them that they are playing to win. They're not just doing a job. We're playing to be the best, the most competitive, the strongest, the most in demand. I'm so tired of hearing business leaders tell me, well, we're just focusing on ourselves and having a good time. Trust me, I don't care what they tell you in the news media. The brains in the back room of Google are playing to figure out how to get a larger share out of Microsoft or Yahoo or Apple and vice versa. Everybody that is anybody is playing to win. Always, number four, always have a plan B or C. Do I need to go into this, really? I mean, seriously. The universe is going to give you a lot of opportunities, but you might get some challenges, too. So you need a plan B and a plan C. If nothing else, it sends a message that you're prepared. Number five, take calculated risks. If you're in business and you're not willing to take a risk, go get a job. Go find a job, perhaps working for the government. So you don't, maybe at the DMV or the Social Security office. So that way you never have to take a risk a day in your life. But if you're in business and you're playing to win and you're looking at becoming the most competitive in your marketplace, you better be willing to take calculated risks. It's absolutely essential. Don't, number six, this is a big one. Don't make people that you have hired work to earn your trust. If you've hired them, you've given them a promise, a promissory note through a handshake or a contract, that you trust them, that you are willing to trust them. Now, obviously, you're not going to be stupid about anything. But don't make them work to earn it. Don't make them have to prove their trust to you. What's wrong with you? How do you build a synergy, a team, when you got people always groveling and grinding, trying to prove themselves and win your trust on a daily basis because you're a paranoid? Come on, lighten up. Get focused. If you don't trust them, don't hire them. Be a true leader. And of course, the most important one is have a powerful vision. Have a vision of where your company is going 10 years from now, 5 years from now. But more importantly, have a vision of where your company is going over the next 6 months, the next 3 months, where we're going to end up at the end of the month. Remember, we talked about micro goals in some of our podcasts. It's the same deal here. You've got to have a vision, but you've got to bring it down into bite-sized chunks. What does this vision mean as far as what I have to do today to get us toward this vision? A lot of times people, they got a big, beautiful vision, but they're not seeing the bite-sized chunks that go to creating that picture. Give your employees or the people you work with these bite-sized micro visions, micro goals, so that they know what's going to help them reach that overall vision. It's a beautiful world to make money in business. And business is good for those who follow these seven principles. My name is Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to pay it forward. Get out and do something special for somebody. We'll be waiting for you right around the corner next time. Thank you.